We continue now with lesson number 13 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shviyos. We're still in the third perek, the seventh and eighth Mishnayos. Perek Gimel, Mishneh Zayin, and Mishneh Ches. We learned yesterday about the problem of removing stones from a field during Shviyos, because that procedure, sikul, removing stones, is usually used to prepare the field for plowing and planting, and removing stones so that you have the earth exposed to plow it and to plant it. Under certain conditions, which we learned yesterday, it's permissible to remove stones from a field. Our Mishnah and the next continue with this topic, and the Mishnah says, Avonim she'zi'azosan hamachresha. What about stones that the plow has already moved a bit, has shaken them from their place, so that they are no longer rooted or adhere to the stone where they were originally placed by the Lord above, back in Sheshes and Meberashes? They've been moved somewhat. O shahayu mechusos v'niskalu, or originally they were covered by earth, and now they're exposed. Such stones, im yesh bohem shnayim, if among the stones there are two, shel masu shnayim shnayim, two stones which are large enough that two people are necessary to carry them, each stone is that heavy, then hare elu yinotelu. It's permissible to remove all the stones because of those two. Meaning that those two stones are so large that obviously you can use them for construction. And since you're using them, you can take all the stones in that area and remove them, because it's not used. People understand you're not removing the stones in order to plow and plant there, but rather because you want the stones for construction purposes, for binyan. Hamesakel esadeu. If a person is removing stones from his field during Shviyos and wants to be sure that he's doing so without violating any possible prohibition against preparing his field for plowing and planting, so very easy. Notel eso elyonos, you only take the upper stones, the stones that are not on the earth itself, but are above the earth, lying upon other stones. Umeniach es hanogos baretz, and you leave behind those stones which are in contact with the ground itself. By doing that, it is apparent to any observer that you're not taking the upper stones in order to prepare the field for plowing and planting on Shviyos, but because you need stones, and you're leaving the stones that are actually on the ground intact. This is not only true for stones, but for large stones, but v'chein gargar shel tsiroros, if you have a small heap of small stones, of pebbles, ogal shel avonim, or a pile of larger stones, have a simple way of removing some of them without being suspect of doing the act of preparing your field for plowing and planting. That is, notel eso elyonos, umeniach es anogos baoretz. You remove the upper stones from the small heap and leave the lower ones intact upon the ground, indicating that you're not preparing the earth for plowing and planting. The Mishnah continues, im yesh tachteyem sela ukash. If under these loose stones that you're removing, there is a heavy boulder, a sela, so no one, you can't plow and plant on a heavy stone. Okash, if there's a layer of straw under the pile of stones, so then you can remove the stones because people see you're not leaving exposed earth, which would be ra'ui l'zriya, where you could plant, but rather you're leaving a layer, a platform of stone or of straw of whatever. So if there is this layer of sela or kash, hare elu yinotelu, you can remove the stones from above them. The next Mishnah continues with the problem of removing stones or working with stones on earth, another avodas hakarka, and that is to build the madregos al pi hageoyos, the steps at the fronting upon a deep valley. Now, this is referring to the terraces that we see all over in Eretz Yisrael, that upon the hill there are kinds of step-like formations, and each horizontal part of that step is a little farm where you plant things. You can have 10, 20, 30 steps going from the deep valley below all the way to the top of the hill. So, when constructing those hills by building the stone walls necessary to constitute the vertical surface of those steps, our Mishnah says you can't do that on Erev Shvius, on Shishis, after a certain point. After the rainy season has stopped in the sixth year, then obviously if you build those steps with stones, you are constructing a field which you will now plant in on during Shvius. So you can't do that on Shishis. En bonin madregos al pi hageoyos erev Shvius. You can't build these steps for the terraces upon which you eventually will plant something from the time that the rainy season has ended in the sixth year. Obviously, why are you building these terraces? You're building them in order to plant during Shvius. So you can't do that on Shishis. But what about in the seventh year itself after the rainy season is over? Then by building these terraces, these madregos, these steps, you're obviously not doing anything preparatory for Shvius, because the planting, plowing season for Shvius is over once the rainy season has stopped. So you're building something during Shvius, avodas karka, true, but you're building it for Shminis. This is permissible, says the Mishnah. Avol bonahu bashvius, in Shvius itself, you can build these steps. Mishe posku hageshomim, once the rainy season is over. Bipneshehu misaknon lemotsoi Shvius, because you're obviously preparing them for the next year for Shminis. The Mishnah continues, velo yismoch be'ofor. When you build these madregos, you do avodas karka in Shvius, after Pascha Hakshamim, for the purposes of Shminis, and this would apply too if you're building a dam of some sort, so you're doing work on the ground, but you're not doing plowing or planting, you're building, it's an act of binyan, then this would be permissible as long as you're working with the stone. But to support this structure by adding to it mud or cement, etc., between the stones, this you cannot do. Avol, lo yismoch ba'ofor. Avol, osehu chayetz. You can make a wall of stone, one stone upon the other, without cementing the stone together with ofor votit, with earth or plaster or whatever. As you're building this wall, this chayetz, you can use stones which are easily accessible. You're building a wall, you're standing next to this wall which is being built, you extend your hand and take a stone nearby and add it to the wall. That's permissible. But if you have to go and fetch the stone which is out of your reach, this is not permissible, says the Mishnah. Avaloso hu chayitz, kol even shehu yochol lifshotes yadova litlo harezo tinotel. If you can just stretch out your hand and reach the stone, that stone is permissible to use. Because people see you're using the stone for the binyan, for building this mechitza, not to improve the field. But if you go 10 feet away and remove stone from the earth, people say, hey, here's a guy preparing a field to be plowed. If they see you standing next to the wall reaching for stones, they know you're not clearing the field for plowing, but rather looking for stones to help build your chayetz, your mechitza, the wall that you're building. And so we have finished Mishnah 8, and in the process completed lesson number 13.